This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Welcome to the Midnight Hour. The Bo Show, Nightline, on our way back at the exclusive Patreon show. What's up, motherfuckers? Anyway, kind of keeping some things going. I want to talk about some kaijus, y'all. Now, David, I feel like you're going to feel, I'm just basing this off of your experience with mm-hmm. kaiju films. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to feel like you don't have much to say in this conversation, but I guarantee you, you will.
I think Godzilla is cool and Mechagodzilla is even cooler.
Mechagodzilla is cooler.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are right. So your experience with kaiju films mm-hmm. is now Cloverfield and what?
That's it.
Just this?
Really?
That's yeah. it? Never seen Godzilla at all. Like Godzilla King of the Monsters, Godzilla the came out in 2018?
Wow.
The thing is, it's so weird. Like my whole life, I'm like, I fucking love Godzilla. Godzilla's rad. And I think it's...
I've never seen this motherfucker.
It's literally because I had this Godzilla toy as a kid. Do you remember those Godzilla toys you saw everywhere in the 90s?
Yes! You know why?
Because it was the movies.
I mean, well, yes. But like... In 1999, uh-huh. they remade it.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they did. I remember that.
Yeah, and it was horrible, and it was long.
I wonder if I did see that as a kid, and I just don't remember.
It was in 1999. It was with what the fuck's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
It's the...
Broadwick?
Broadwick, yes. It's that guy. And they made... Yeah, Matthew Broderick. It was with Matthew Broderick. And this movie got a 16% on Rotten Tomatoes. Jesus Christ. It was 1998, and it was 2 hours and 19 minutes long. And it was kind of like a slice of two different films.
Yeah. It had like little Godzilla babies, right?
It did, under the
subway. What?
Under the subway, yeah. It's like little raptors.
Yeah. And Godzilla looked very different. So Godzilla looked nothing like the Godzilla that we're used to. Godzilla looked more like a T-Rex. So if you want to... swivel your chair over here so you can take a look at this.
Yeah, let me take a look.
This was the Godzilla.
No, that's not the Godzilla toy I had.
Mm-mm, definitely is not.
The Godzilla toy I had, I'm pretty sure, was like the OG Godzilla.
Yeah, it was like kind of chunky.
It had... It wasn't chunky. It was Godzilla. It was OG Godzilla. I mean, I know it had like...
It have spikes on its
big
back.
Big scales going down. It's,
was it closer to this? That is more.
That's
closer.
The more current one, right?
That's the more current one, but yeah, that's also very close to how it looked back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, mine was very.
This is Godzilla in the 60s,
cartoonish. Yeah, it was definitely like it was exactly that. It was the old school Godzilla, right.
Which is rad.
So cute.
So cute. So cute.
Oh my God.
So
old Godzilla, so cute.
But like the fact that we've been getting kaiju movies all along, like King Kong's considered a kaiju and all that stuff.
Just on the image of the toy, it was very much based off like the
that's
the 60s version.
That's so fucking rad. You still got that?
No, I wish. I think about that toy a lot.
He's like, I still sleep with it.
Dude, I would. Fuck. But I remember like the iconic... like screech that we would have Godzilla.
Even I know that. I haven't seen the movies.
Like the iconic screech was fantastic. And I know a lot of people who weren't fans of some of the newer ones, but
I actually really loved Godzilla versus Kong.
I heard a lot of people enjoy that.
Yeah, that was my first movie coming back from the pandemic.
In theaters. Oh, wow.
My friends rented out the theater.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then cool. It was funny because half of us were like Kong and Godzilla like fans. So we were like, we were being loud. We were being obnoxious. We were like cheering, like, yeah, fuck you. Like,
well, I mean, you could. You rented it out.
Yeah, we rented it out. So it was a cool experience to be back in the theater with such a spectacle of a big budget movie blockbuster and then just being with your friends in the theater. So good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's really cool with like Godzilla versus Kong. In so many different ways. And I also a very big fan of this movie, and I think Adam Wingard did a fantastic job.
Fantastic.
So I don't know. I'm curious to see like what's going on.
They're gonna create more in the MonsterVerse of what they've made with Molnark and stuff like that.
I personally actually really like King of the Monsters too.
I do too.
I just don't like it when the people are around.
Yeah, with Godzilla, the first one they did for the reboot, it was fine. I thought it was okay. They just didn't show Godzilla that much. There's more.
Oh, for the reboot. For this one.
Yes.
I fucking love this one. I think this one is absolutely fantastic.
Who directed this one?
It was Gareth Edwards.
Gotcha. That's right. Okay.
Who has directed Rogue One.
Monsters.
That's
probably what got him to get this project.
I've never even heard of this.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Is it?
It's like a realistic take of like just living in a world of monsters.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The only movie I've seen of his.
Rogue One is great too.
Rogue One and Godzilla. Rogue One's my favorite Star Wars movie ever. But
that was my most hated Star Wars movie for a long time.
Rogue One.
Yeah.
Why?
So good.
You know, it's going to sound like a cop out answer, but I don't think I understand filmmaking as much when I first watched it, and then. Once I had more of an understanding the world building and the consistency of like, you know, the films that were made in the 70s and the 80s and kind of making it continuous with modern movies and the aesthetics, I appreciate it way more now. I actually think it is a good movie.
Yeah, it's great. It's the only movie in Star Wars that puts the wars and makes it
exactly. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But with the original Godzilla, or with Godzilla 2014, I should say, the reason why I like this one a lot is mainly because of the fact that in this movie, it's very much like Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, like every time they show Godzilla and something was about to happen, they cut to something else.
Right. And I think that was the point, because stupid. This was the first time we were officially going to see Godzilla's new makeover. And they wanted it to be this big spectacle. Right. Trust me.
It does look beautiful when they're doing the skydiving and they're like having red smoke and there's some music and it just kicks in. I was like, that is great.
So there's a scene in there where they are, like he stated, skydiving, but it's dark and all you see is just this smoke, but they have these red, like, they're not lanterns. What are they called? Like, it's
glow sticks.
No, they're not flares.
Got it. They have flares attached to them, so they're falling down into like a smoky city.
And you just see the music and the score.
It's like this fucking woman wailing. It's like, and it's like getting more and more
intense.
And
it's just like cinematic of them dropping. They're so small, but you see the red trails falling down to a big, massive city.
Yeah.
It's crazy to look at visually.
One of the most incredible parts, too, is the fact that you see the outline of Godzilla within it as well. It's so fucking good.
Sounds cool.
It is amazing. And it has probably one of the best cinematic experiences for Godzilla for me. So I personally love it. I think it's great. And that initial thing that you see of Godzilla being the enemy is fucking awesome. When in reality, Godzilla's going to do this thing for King of the Monsters, which was directed by Michael Doherty, which we covered his film, Trick or Treat.
That was weird to see him do a Godzilla film, but it makes sense too.
I mean, that's the thing.
It's like a bunch of different creatures coming together, doing weird stuff. Dude, so it's like
the fucking callbacks he has in this fucking movie. Like, there's an Exorcist callback.
No, damn.
Yeah. You know how excited I was seeing this in theaters? Like, I've lost my shit. Like, I saw it in theaters. I was like, none of you are horror fans. Like, what the fuck? Come on. Like, it's incredible. But on the talk of kaijus in general, right? Let's talk about this monster Clover a little bit more here. So, I found this origin thing. Or the history of Clover. The appearance that we see is a 350-foot high quadrupled, and it possesses long forked fin tails. So cool. Sounds great. This is a weird sounding creature, but we see that its limbs are super big and all this other shit. And it has a high resistance to projectile weaponry like shells from M1 tanks, AT-4 rockets, ADMK-82 bombs, and other high-powered ordnances failed to do anything other than aggravate the creature. As we know with Godzilla, or if you are fans of kaiju movies and things like that, radioactive weaponry doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't work. It is kind of like it pumps them up and all this other shit.
Right.
Cool beans. Right. So according to producer J.J. Abrams, the creature is a baby. He's brand new. He's confused, disoriented, and irritable. And he's been down there in the water for thousands and thousands of years.
Okay, that gives me better context. What?
It is in the water.
How deep is the water, right? Like underneath the bridge and all that?
Well, that's the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the Atlantic?
Yeah, so does it go as deep surrounding the city?
Oh, no, I would assume it has to be deeper, right? I don't know. Let's check a look. How deep is the
Atlantic Ocean around New York?
Atlantic.
I mean, is that considered the Atlantic Sea? Like right at the like rim of the city?
Mm.
That's what I'm wondering. Because I'm wondering, is it
near the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah. Right. I'm wondering, like, has it been dormant near the city the whole time?
Let's see. So it's the Northern Atlantic, and the Northern Atlantic is
because on
I don't know.
I'm looking at maps right now. It just says that's the upper New York Bay.
Right. It is, according to this, 27,000 feet deep.
27,000 feet.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep. And then I would love to know how deep is the Atlantic Ocean.
In general?
Yeah. I guess it'll show its deepest point. Deep.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I just always think about like the Titanic. I mean,
do we even know?
You're talking about like it's almost a mile deep. That's far.
I guess we don't.
That is far.
We can't answer like how deep like the Atlantic Ocean is because I don't think we've reached the bottom, right?
I think there's been surveys.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's been surveys of things that they've been able to drop down there, but I think a lot of them are also.
Let's find out. Well, there's like the fisherman's thing, which is like where you can find out how deep every level is around.
Oh, shit.
And this is the New York Bay.
Upper New York.
Damn, we're going deep in this.
I mean, this is my like quadrants. I don't even know how to read this. So I won't even be able to tell you.
Okay, so what was the answer you got, Prince?
I got 27,000.
Okay, so Atlantic Ocean max depth, 27,841.
Oh, okay. So that probably is what I found then.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's still really fucking deep.
Average depth of about 12,000 feet.
Oof.
Yeah. So, okay.
Makes sense. To hide something.
Yeah. And that's exactly.
Enough to hide something or be dormant for thousands of years.
Wow. Mm.
Fuck.
Right off the edge of a city? That's crazy to me.
I mean, maybe it just swam.
He's a tourist.
Floated there, maybe? I don't know. But what was crazier to me was the fact that this fucking thing can breathe just regular air.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Like, it has 2 sets of lungs, I guess. So it would have to have gills, and it would have to have also like his regular lungs.
Or maybe it doesn't even need oxygen. Or
maybe not.
Right.
We don't know.
Or maybe it's just holding its breath the whole time. So the history.
Like, come up for air after 1,000 years.
the history of this monster. The monster's origins are unknown, but many people speculate that it is of extraterrestrial descent, even though this has been denied by J.J. Abrams. In the scene where Robert Hawkins, Lily Ford, and Marlena Diamond and Hudson Platt are walking through the subway, Hud says to Rob, "Dude, think about it. The ocean is huge." Talking about the monster's origins, this could connect to Abrams saying the monster is from the ocean. Abrams wanted the movie to be more realistic. If a monster did attack, we would have no idea where it came from unless we witnessed it. After many military attempts at bombing the monster and creating much devastation in Manhattan, the creature's fate is still yet to be revealed. Many argue that an audio clip at the end of the credits of the film said the words "help us," but it's in fact it's still alive, only backwards.
Oh,
I heard about that.
That is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, recent interviews with J.J. Abrams tells us that the bombing actually does kill the monster.
Okay,
fair enough.
Then maybe there is another monster.
Maybe.
As we questioned with the bridge.
Or J.J. Abrams doesn't even know what he's wanting to say about the movie.
Maybe. Oh, cool. You are right. They're parasites. So Clever has also covered in 2,000 parasites that are about the same weight and height as a dog. They have 10 legs, consisting of 6 spider-like, double-jointed legs and 4 pincers on the top and the back of their bodies. They have very large jaws, pale grayish skin, and many black eyes. They closely resemble a giant spider. The Department of Defense called the parasite HSP for human-scale parasite. The department noticed how the parasites attack with pack coordination and prefer enclosed spaces for trapping and surprising prey. They can also detect prey from afar by an unknown method. Marlena Diamond is killed by a parasite bite in the film. The bite in the subway caused Marlena to bleed from the eyes and vomit blood from her mouth. Before Marlena explodes, a soldier is wheeled in by the group, his fate having a gaping hole, and the medical officers saying another bite, foreshadowing Marlena's fate.
So that makes sense. That's the result of one does drag you back and what it'll do to you. So it looks like they feed since it's prey, and they just eat the flesh. And I gotta say, the design is really good, even for like today's standards.
It looks good still. Yeah.
I would love to see it designed today, because you know you see that CG a little bit,
right?
But man, I think the design is great, and I would love to see it be rendered into today's technology. I feel like it would look amazing.
Yeah, I feel like it would look really, really good. I mean, damn, I really, really like this whole concept of all of these monsters just having their own, I guess, personality and depth and life and all this whole other shit. Like, I think that's really fucking cool. Because you have this very unorthodox way of the monster, right? Of this monster. And if y'all have been going off of how this month's been going and seeing how this month's been happening, we have multiple films in this month that are showcasing the differences of these different type of aliens that we've seen. Like, we have They Live, where it was like aliens in close plain sight. Then we had the concept of like aliens have invaded the Earth. Now we have this concept of aliens that are just foreign, right? Like, they're in the ocean and things like that. And now we'll be covering Life, where we'll have a very blatant in space alien movie. But yeah, super interesting. But you know what's funny? I usually come up with these very much on accident, and it just works out this way.
It's awesome.
But yeah, the fucking list for these goddamn things are crazy, but I don't see Clover on this list.
One day it'll be recognized.
Yeah, Clover's not on this list, considered of the kaijus, or Toho kaijus, I should say. So maybe that are the kaijus that are specific to the Japan movies, the films that are in Japan. So maybe. But the other Godzilla, King of the Monsters, was that based in New York as well?
I don't remember.
What about Godzilla versus Kong? I don't remember either.
Godzilla versus Kong, they went all over the place.
Yeah, they were all over. Because we had, Rebecca Hall.
Rebecca Hall's really good.
Yeah. I feel like
Little Girl's really good in it, too. Yeah.
That was just a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
But did you see Shin Godzilla?
Who?
Shin Godzilla. Okay. All right. So here's this movie, Shin Godzilla, coming out in between Godzilla 2014 and Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's completely based in Japan. It's only in Japanese and so on and so forth.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
Yes. And you get this fantastic reveal of Godzilla where, oh, I just have to show it to y'all because it is absolutely fucking harrowing. Come take a look at this goddamn thing. This is Shin Godzilla. Now, can you imagine this fucker? Look at this. This is it transforming, like, right off the bat. Like, it has gills. It has all this whole other crazy shit coming out of it. And then it fucking turns into this big fucking thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Shin Godzilla's fucking rad. And this thing's huge. Like, it's great.
Thick.
Thick boy. Thick boy indeed. But, like, yeah, this thing's crazy. Like, so I'm very curious if we would ever get, like, a simultaneous, like, Godzilla thing kind of going on. But
that's pretty cool. I love transformations.
Oh, dude. Like,
when you see it, yeah.
It's pretty great. Now, in Godzilla King of the Monsters, we got three monsters specifically.
Yeah. Mothra.
Mothra. King Kong.
Who looks great?
King Kong wasn't in it.
Oh, Mothra.
He was hinted.
Godzilla. And I could probably guess the third one.
There's four of them.
Oh.
So it's Godzilla, Mothra, Ghidorah.
Ghidorah. That's what that's the one I was like, I could guess the other
Rodan.
One is Ghidorah.
Rodan.
Yeah. And which
Rodan.
One?
Rodan.
I don't think I know Rodan.
Rodan's this red one. And Mothra helps Godzilla fight
I know Mothra, too. I know Ghidorah, of course I know Godzilla, I don't know, Rodan. That fourth one.
Rodan's kind of like this, fuck, dude, look how big fucking, like, Ghidorah is. By the way, Ghidorah was the reference for The Exorcist, but look at this, we think Godzilla's big, but then we see Ghidorah's big ass, Jesus Christ. But let's see if I can even find that. Let's see. Ghidorah. What the fuck? Exorcist. Because this is the Exorcist reference.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's another thing about these movies. They're very cinematic.
And even Pazuzu was in the fucking movie. Come on, guys. This is amazing. And there was a Thing reference as well, by the way, for you, Freddie. Just saying.
Just for me?
Just saying.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Like, hey, this one kid from San Francisco is going to really appreciate this. Would you put it in the movie? And I was like, I'm that kid.
That's me. I'm from San Francisco. Oh, man. But anyway, I'm very, very excited for more to come for the rest of this month. And as y'all know, already by now, I mean, you got the list of this fucking month already, so you already know what's kind of going on for the rest of this month. But thank you all so much for supporting and enjoying the show. Hopefully you're enjoying Midnight Hour and so on and so forth. Tell your friends about this show too. Let your friends in on this fun.
You got the Patreon link.
And as you probably have noticed, that they're separated now. The Midnight Hour is officially kind of its own standalone show. It's just a post show, technically, because we're recording it after Nightlight, and it's a tie-in to what we're discussing, a part of Nightlight. So I'm just saying, it's more of a companion show now instead of a post show. Just saying. Anyway, it's been a pleasure dealing with y'all. Have a good night, motherfuckers.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories if you're brave enough.